In Papua New Guinea, pigs are revered animals. They're a central part of many cultural ceremonies like sealing a marriage or settling conflict. Major events are marked with the killing or gifting of a pig. As African swine fever continues to sweep the world, killing millions of pigs, there are grave fears about what impact the disease could have in PNG. It's already in Indonesia and East Timor. Here's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.
This Port Moresby soccer team is celebrating after a convincing win in their grand final. At an event to congratulate the champions, there are two pigs on the menu. One's been roasted and presented whole, the other's been cooked traditionally in the ground in what's called a mumu. Edward Inau has organised the celebration.
Pig is something very important to Papua New Guineans, which we share. We normally have feasts, we always kill a pig.
Pigs play a vital role in Papua New Guinea's culture, economy and community. They're regularly exchanged when settling conflicts between tribes, before people are married, to honour a guest or mark an occasion, which is why officials in the country are so worried about African swine fever. Dr. Elagi Puana is the country's chief veterinary officer.
The mortality can be very high, even up to 100%. And considering PNG's close cultural association with pig, that's a very significant disaster if it happens in PNG.
African swine fever is already thought to have killed a quarter of the world's pigs. An international team from the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has visited PNG to help it prepare. Maria Romano travelled from the FAO's base in Rome as part of the delegation.
So the fact that this disease right now is spreading very rapidly is and should be a continued concern.
Dr. Puana says an extra 18 million kina, or almost $8 million, is needed to fund detection and response programs.
We don't have enough funding. We just submitted a budget request to the government.
If the disease arrives, it will not only affect the availability of food, but could create social upheaval and security problems. Chief Quarantine Officer Andy Yombo says in villages, many people will raise a pig for a year and then sell it in order to pay for their children's school fees.
Somebody in high school might not continue to go to school, you know. So there's a lot of repercussions.
Back at the soccer presentation, Edward Inau can't fathom something killing the country's pigs.
It would have a very drastic effect.
With a high likelihood of the disease arriving, plans to protect pig populations will be vital. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.